Hey guys, welcome to episode 67 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we're going to talk about why and how you can't do this alone. So really, how do we harness and build relationships online to help us in our personal, professional, all areas of our life to get better, get stronger, and get to our goals, whatever they are, a heck of a lot quicker. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Why am I weirdly excited about this topic?
I am pretty excited too. I think people are going to get a ton out of this topic because it's not something we talk about a lot is how to make friends online. Who would have thought like 10 years ago that this would be a thing?
It sounds kind of weird and you almost think like you're internet dating, but if you're listening to this, chances are you heard about us through the internet or somewhere online. So it's just crazy if you take a minute to think about all the relationships and connections that you've made through the internet over the years. I can think of so many people that I've met.
Yeah, and I think when you meet people online that are like you, it blows your mind because you're like, I've never met someone that was both fitness fanatic but also loves AC/DC music and believes in this faith. And like when you find people that are really like you, you know, you're not going to necessarily find those people in real life, but obviously on the internet there's a lot more people.
I know this happened a lot for us when we were doing health coaching, is that you would talk to these people online and you felt like you were almost friends, that by the time you actually met in person, you would give them a hug or just catch up. And then you realized, oh wait, we've never actually met in person, but you feel like you already know that person. Or on the flip side, you follow someone, you feel like you know them, and then you go to say hi, like, oh, it's me. And they're like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, people just that don't have a lot of confidence, they can come off really confident online. And then you meet them in person and they're very shy or subdued. And you're like, whoa, that's weird. They've got all the energy online. But that's definitely an important piece of this, is how to be your real self online.
Side note, we are currently at Whole Foods right now because we just felt like switching up our studio, and we're having an anniversary because 3 years ago today we were at Shalane Smart Success Academy, and I don't even think then a podcast was even in our brain, but we just had super big goals. So we are celebrating over a bottle of Whole Foods Lemon Raspberry Italian Sparkling Mineral Water, in case you're wondering.
If you haven't had this yet, go try it because it tastes like bubble gum. I know that probably may sound weird, but it's good. Anywho, let's get this episode rolling. So to harness real relationships online, the first thing that we want you to do is to identify what areas in your life you want to grow. This could be spiritually, personal development-wise, health-related, or having to do with your career or your small business. So identify one or two areas you want to grow and then start searching for Facebook groups on those topics. One great group that I joined was after reading Hal Elrod's book, Miracle Morning. I loved the book and I really wanted to do his morning practice, the Miracle Morning. So I joined like the Facebook group online and it was an awesome group and I got a ton out of it. And I'll kind of go over that as we get into this episode, but I think that's the first place to start, is finding, okay, what are you really interested in right now? What do you want to improve? And then searching for Facebook groups.
Once you've identified the areas that you specifically want to prioritize and really want to grow, join 4 to 6 groups based on that topic. Just use the search bar, search health and fitness, or search personal development group, girl boss. You know, there's so many different things that you could search, almost like if you were doing an Instagram hashtag search, kind of that same idea. Search for those topics and you can actually narrow your search to pull up just groups. So once you've identified that, be a kind of a troll in some of those groups for a little bit, kind of get the vibe. You might find that some are completely dead, no one ever posts, it's very lame, boring, versus some other groups where there's always people posting things, asking questions, really a lot of good conversation, almost like a message board. So you're going to get out the vibes, you know, for one group that might be more malicious and it seems like you joined a high school clique, versus another group that is really positive. It really feels like you stepped into a group of people. Like, get those same vibes except on the internet.
Yeah, so then you're going to be able to really see from those 4 to 6 groups that you join, you'll get a vibe for, okay, I really like these. Maybe it's just one that you can find, one really great group. Hopefully, maybe like 1, 2, or 3, I would say. So narrow it down and unfollow or whatever you want to do, but you really want a couple groups that you can really engage with. So what we want you to do is in these groups that you've chosen, stop being a troll. Stop lurking and engage in those groups on a consistent basis. That might be a couple times a week, maybe daily. It kind of depends on the group and the topic, but this is when the real magic happens.
It's just like you've heard growing up, you get out of it what you put into it. So yes, while you might get some good tips, just reading and kind of looking at things, you're really going to get the most benefit when you actually engage. So what do we mean by engage? That means, you know, helping others. If someone has a question, answer it, give people your feedback, maybe tag other people who you know might be able to help or might be interested in this topic, you know, whatever that looks like. Ask questions. Maybe you have your own questions, or just introduce yourself. Treat it as if you were going to step into a room with these people. Same thing. Would you really just stand in the corner? No, you'd be interacting, you'd be talking to people. Because the more you put in, the more you're going to get out.
This piece is really hard for me. I'm really good at like, yeah, I'm going to find all these cool groups and then I don't do anything. And then I mean, of course, a lot of us are like this where it's like you just are lurking and you forget about it and you forget you're even in it. But if you really put out the effort of checking the group and seeing what people are talking about, at first it might feel like a little bit of work, but you'll start to see the people that are also engaging in that group. And those are real people. It's weird because it is the internet, and so it is easy to hide behind your computer per se, but those are real people, and this is where you can really build those relationships with people that are working on the same goal as you or in the same part of life as you.
I am so guilty right now. I'm reading a book to try to get better at my motivational interviewing and my counseling skills. And so I joined this Facebook group as like a book club, almost like an online book club where we talk and, you know, have discussions. But I totally got behind in the book and I have put it on the back burner. But a little tip, if you have, I don't know if it's just me, I'm a part of like 1,000 Facebook groups. I feel like way too many, but you can actually pin them to your favorites and turn on notifications for certain ones. So that way you're not being bombarded, but really turn on notifications or pin the ones that are your priority at that moment so that they have your attention when you log on and you don't get distracted by some other notification.
Yeah, I mean, I think groups can be annoying if you're not engaging. Because you're like, oh my gosh, another notification for this group when you don't feel any connection to it. So that's why I really think like being in more than, or getting notifications for more than 2 or 3 groups is way too much. It's going to be bombarding. You're going to start ignoring it and you're probably just going to go and unfollow. So just choose a very select amount and engage. All right, so our next tip is once you've really found the group that you're engaging in that you're really getting a lot out of, start a mastermind. Now, if you're not familiar with what a mastermind is, it's a small group that's coming together for a specific reason that could not be broader of a definition, but let me explain. So let's say that you read a book. Like I explained that I read Miracle Morning, and it was 5 things that you did in the morning. Well, I started a mastermind with like 4 to 5 people, and we all wanted accountability of getting up early and doing a Miracle Morning together. So these are really good for accountability reasons, but also you could use it in a career sense. So like for Katie, she could find a couple registered dietitians that want to swap tips, want to talk registered dietitian topics, and they're going to start a mastermind. It's a way to get to know people in your field or in that topic that you're interested in on a deeper level and to help each other, encourage each other, accountability, that sort of thing.
It's almost like having a meeting that people can plug into at any time throughout the day. So you're not set on a certain time, or you can be. Like I know with Miracle Morning groups or just different fitness groups I've been in, you can actually go live. I do this with my fitness instructors who I train, as I keep them in a Facebook group to keep them engaged, you know, let them know, hey, you've done this training, but how can you just be a better fitness professional overall? And sometimes I'll do live videos in there, and that's where people can get on and engage and really get to know each other. So even though, you know, so even though they're under this big umbrella of certified by Katie Hake, we all kind of build little relationships and give each other feedback and talk and what's working well specifically in Indiana. So you can either find a mastermind of a smaller group or make your own. I mean, put it out there on social media. Hey, I'm looking for anyone who wants to wake up earlier and get their workout in, or I want to people who are going to wake up and do five things towards their business in the morning. Who wants to join? You'd be surprised how many people will join for free. But I will say, feel free to be kind of selective, not selective, but you want people like you who are actually going to engage. So that way you get something out of the group and it's not just white noise.
Another plus of doing this mastermind idea is that you might know people, like let's use the simple example of you're wanting to be consistent in your workouts. Okay, so you could find like your best friend and ask them, hey, will you hold me accountable to working out? But it's your best friend. Like she's also going to convince you to go out for tacos on Tuesday. So you probably can tell her like, oh, I was tired, and she'll understand, and she like actually won't give you the tough love that you need. But if you're talking about people that you don't know that well, they will hold you accountable more by probably not even saying anything. You just feel more accountable to people that you don't know that well. So this is that's another great layer to it.
I totally have this going on right now with a couple of dietitians that we're doing a little mini mastermind. And normally, like you said, things will be kind of white noise, or I write on my to-do list, okay, I'm going to record this video or do XYZ. But these other gals, because I don't know them that well, if I tell them, okay, this is what I'm doing this week, or this is what I'm doing today towards my goals, I have this like guilt of like, I have to do that today. So like, I'm not going to bed until I get that done, as if they're really going to lose sleep at night thinking about like, did Katie get her to-do list done? But that's like kind of the pressure I feel in a good way. But that's the accountability that really helps you to make a difference in this small online group versus your friends and family. Because as much as we love them, they're not always the best pushers for us.
Now, whether or not you start the mastermind that you're in or not, don't be afraid to become a leader. Initiate conversation. Ask people questions. Like if someone asks a question, respond and really go back and forth with them. I think sometimes we rely more on the person that is the created it, you know, thinking that they're always going to like ask people questions and spark conversation. And who knows, that person might all of a sudden get super busy with something else in their life, and you're ready to really, you're excited about the group, and yet there's not a lot of conversation going on. So don't be afraid to be a leader.
So the key message that you really need to take away from this episode is that you need to be real when it comes to getting anything out of being online. At the end of the day, we want to build real relationships with real people. I mean, we've done episodes where we've talked about kind of the negatives of social media, but this is one of the really powerful things of social media is that, like Lauren said, these people are real humans with real lives, real struggles, real, you know, knowledge, real skills. And by knowing that and being able to connect, that's how you build real relationships that will help you outside of the internet, whether it's in your personal life. You know, maybe you will end up meeting people. I know I personally, this was when you were pregnant and I went to the Marketing Impact Academy, but I didn't know anybody, but I knew I had to go and I wanted to go. And so I needed someone to kind of almost buddy up with. And through some online groups, I actually think it was a dietitian group, I met these other dietitians online who were also, you know, happened to be going to this, and we just started bouncing business ideas off of each other, ended up forming a relationship. Sounds super creepy, but I mean, this is the relationship that we built, is that I roomed with them, never met them, but I roomed with them in a hotel room in California, roomed with two other girls. And, you know, we still are in touch to this day, and we text and just to check in on each other. And that's pretty cool to have that extra layer of accountability or support. You know, these people live in South Dakota, in Pennsylvania, you know, all across the country. And who knows when you're going to end up in that area, or, you know, something's going to come up where you're going to be able to lean on that person and get their support if you need.
Yeah, I think that's funny what you said about it being, like, creepy that you then roomed with them. Like, but it's not creepy because you do really get to know people. Like, you do get – you really get to know them. And then I have an example of kind of the opposite where I met a girl in real life. I met a girl at a wedding, and I don't remember becoming friends with, Facebook friends with her, but evidently it happened. And then I saw that she was – a mom who had an online business, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I didn't realize I had that much in common with her. And we started getting to know each other online. We met one time in person, but you know, now I've gotten to know her a lot more online. But now through my relationship with her is where I've been now taking my freelancing to another level, and you can just learn so much from people. Like you said, people have so much to offer, and when you can find the right people at the right time, it can make a huge difference.
And I don't mean for this to come off the wrong way, but it's kind of more convenient, at least for me in my life right now. It's more convenient for me to develop a relationship with someone online through the internet than calling someone or meeting them for coffee and developing those in-person relationships. While yes, that is super valuable and is important, and you should make room for that, it's convenient. And there's just as much value with meeting someone online. And it's funny that you say you met this girl at a wedding, because I think sometimes I always wonder, is it just the fitness community? Is it just the health and fitness community that I find are really active online? But it's not. There's so many areas where people have these little communities and little internet worlds. Gosh, that sounds so weird saying out loud, but it's true.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I thought that I knew all of these groups. Like, Shalene Johnson has this, like, huge community online. And there's, now I'm learning, oh, there's this huge community of boss moms. Oh, there's this huge community of whatever. So there's a lot of places. There is a place for everyone in every interest.
Like, as specific to, I am 25 years old and like to crochet and watch Stranger Things. Side note, that doesn't really explain me, but like, you can get that specific when it comes to finding like-minded people in whatever area. It's crazy.
Now, if you've been listening for a while and you know Katie, like, imagining her sitting and crocheting and watching TV, like, I could never imagine. How much TV do you watch?
I don't watch, like, if I'm sitting at home by myself, it's very rare that I turn on the TV, but Joey kind of forces me in a good way. Sometimes he's watching TV when I get home, and so I can't sit in front of the TV. Like, and he gets mad at me because I can't actually just sit there and watch a program. Is that, am I 80? I can't sit and watch a program, but I'll be cooking, but then I'll find myself just standing there watching from like a distance. But right now we're watching Harry Potter. I don't know. I do love a good reality TV show binge, but I don't allow myself to go down that rabbit hole. But when I do have time, maybe on weekends or I don't know, my preferred TV show is Chopped.
I always watch Chopped whenever I'm in a hotel room.
The worst thing happened to me the last time I stayed in a hotel room by myself. Like, that's what I was looking forward to. Like, this very rare occasion. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get in bed at 9 o'clock. I'm gonna watch some Chop probably till about midnight because that's how much I like it sometimes. That was literally the one channel that was fuzzy. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. This is the only thing I wanna watch right now or ever, and it won't work.
I probably feel the same way about like home renovation shows. We don't have cable, so I can't watch that stuff like at home. So it just makes me think of hotels.
So what are the top shows that, like, if you could watch or are watching right now, what do you watch?
Well, I am one of those people that I just watch literally the same shows over and over. So I watch The Office, Parks and Rec, and occasionally I watch Friends. But I'm at the point where I've seen them so many times that, like, I had to pick up a new show, but I'm really picky, super picky. Like, everything freaks me out, and everything, I get too involved. So I don't even like dramas anymore because I just am too, like, I just get into it and I'm like, I don't like it. So anyway, I started watching Grace and Frankie. I think there were like 3 seasons. Dave and I watched it all, and it was fun. It was fun for Dave and I watched it together, but now I'm caught up, so like, see you in a year.
Joey watches a lot of crime shows, but I'm a weirdo. I like Chopped, the stupid cupcake baking, like any sort of baking show or food-related show or like Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern. Oh, that used to be my jam. Or Ellen. Like, I had to go to the dentist the other week, and it was one of the worst days of my life because the dentist's fill-in person was his wife, who had no formal training. And side note, that man, that was just a weird experience. But what made it all better is that they had a little TV, so as they're drilling in your mouth trying to talk to you with the wife suctioning my mouth off because she didn't know what she was doing, I was watching Ellen. It was so great. Great show. Well, now that we're done with that rabbit hole, we hope we didn't force you to get onto YouTube and start binge watching your TV and doing all these different things. Key message is find yourself a group, find yourself a tribe on the internet that's going to help propel you towards your goals even faster, no matter what area that is. If you like this episode, as always, leave us a review. Hit that subscribe button where we release weekly episodes on Mondays. And then always a quick tip on every Friday called our Fit Friends Friday. All right, that's it for today. Have an awesome week.
Bye.
Bye.